The era of free social media is vanishing faster than a post from an unverified user. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Meta has jumped on the blue badge bandwagon. Last week, the company announced a new paid verification service for Facebook and Instagram at a price of $11.99 a month, per app, mind you. And if that sounds familiar, well, maybe you've heard of the new and improved Twitter Blue, which will cost you $8 a month. Part of a trend of social media platforms turning to user fees instead of just advertising dollars. They used to say that if you're not paying for the product is you. Well, if you are paying for social media now, what exactly is the product? Shireen Ghaffari is a correspondent for Vox who recently wrote about the benefits and trade-offs that come with that blue badge.
In Facebook's case, you're getting increased customer service. So if someone, let's say, hacks you or you can't get into your account, you can actually call up someone and get help. They're also offering you a badge, basically signifying to the world that you are who you say you are. And then they are also offering you, I think most importantly, more eyeballs, more reach, more attention. So if you're an influencer, you're someone who runs a business on Facebook or Instagram, they're saying that whatever you post will get increased priority in comments, in search, and even in like recommended content.
Why are we seeing Meta and these other platforms kind of moving to this business model now?
Because that old, you know, that old model of paying for essentially running the business off of advertising, that model is being crunched. There's an advertising slump right now. On top of that, you have increased privacy restrictions that make it harder for these companies to take your data and target specific ads to you. Apple rolled out a privacy tracker. It's been massively detrimental to the businesses of Meta, which owns Facebook, and basically any other company that runs on this targeted advertising model.
Right, because it basically defaults to asking users, do you want to be tracked? And pretty much people don't.
That's right. You probably, if you use an iPhone, you've seen this. Now when you use apps, you'll get a little pop-up saying, do you really want this app tracking your behavior across the web? And most people say no. I think that's, you know, arguably good for the user if you're data privacy conscious, but bad for businesses like Facebook.
I'm interested in the timing of this. I mean, clearly there's, you know, a changing economic landscape. There's a kind of imperative for these platforms to find a new way to make money. But it feels like they're doing it at a time when they've already lost a lot of goodwill from users.
That's the tough part. They're trying to upsell users at a time when there's slower growth anyway with these apps, even being free. So now you're asking people, more people, to sign up and use your app. And on top of that, pay money when already it's free and they're not signing up in the same numbers as they used to. That being said, I think with Facebook and Instagram in particular, there are a lot, I mean, millions of people who use these apps to run businesses, right? So I think for those folks, it makes sense to pay $12 a month to get even more views or clicks. But for the average person, I think it's a really risky idea to create a sort of two-tiered system where, you know, an average user like you or me may not get the same kind of visibility you used to get on Facebook, or you may not get the same services that you're seeing other people get, like that increased customer service.
For those who decide not to pay, how might that change their experience on these platforms?
I mean, I would argue that it's going to present a more commercialized experience in many ways, because before on Facebook or Instagram, when you saw an ad, it was clearly marked as an ad. Now you don't know when you're seeing a post if you're seeing it because someone paid to get the premium Facebook and their content's being boosted, or because that's really the most interesting or relevant content that you should be seeing. So, you know, I think I've heard a lot of complaints from users over the years that apps like Instagram can feel too commercial. There's too many people promoting themselves and their products. And I do think this runs a risk of, you know, pushing that even further and kind of blurring the line again between advertisements and regular content on social media.
There are other kinds of services that have had, you know, multiple tiered paid systems for a while. I'm thinking of dating apps or streaming services where you can pay extra to go ad-free. add some extra functionality with a paid tier. I mean, what can we learn from how users might change their behaviors or the way that they rely on these apps from those other services?
Yeah, I think that the idea of having a premium model isn't new. So I think, you know, to some extent, again, we can see basically this model of a small percentage of users who have the extra cash, who it makes business sense for them paying for this. That being said, I think we're also seeing people get subscription fatigue, right? This is a common phenomenon. I think a lot of people, especially, you know, with inflation, are looking at how much all of these different services are costing and cutting back. So that's something that these companies need to be mindful of when rolling out these tiered programs.
And I mean, social media platforms are really only as good as their network effects, right? I mean, their utility depends on kind of being the place where everyone gathers. So what happens if this kind of bifurcation results in a tiny minority of users paying and the service becoming worse for everyone else?
That's right. I think that, you know, you're always, it's a balance, right, between making money and helping those creators and professional businesses on your platform, but then also making it a fun and interesting place for regular users. And if regular users feel even more alienated, feel like this is all just, you know, these power users or VIPs or celebrities pushing their content on me, you know, you're going to have people posting less. Then you run the risk of people not sharing those candid, authentic, organic moments on social media. And just as much as Facebook and Instagram and Twitter rely on professional influencers to create content, they also rely on people just posting pictures of their dog and their family. And, I think that's the tough thing here is it's understandable why these companies are looking for different revenue streams. But at the same time, their main product and promise to society is to create an open and free platform for people to communicate with each other. And if they jeopardize that, then they could be sort of jeopardizing the main product here.
Shireen Ghaffari is a correspondent for Vox. And now for some related links, we'll have Shireen Ghaffari's full story for Vox, where she goes into more detail about how these paid services are sort of turning customer service and privacy into luxuries instead of like a basic and necessary part of any business. We've got the link at our website, marketplacetech.org. And this whole topic just brings me back to a conversation we had earlier this month with Cory Doctorow, the journalist and sort of all-around internet intellectual. It was about his theory of the three-phase life cycle all the big tech companies seem to be going through that ultimately ends in, well, he uses some colorful language. We'll let you fill in the blanks. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.